Hi, my name is Retendo Nyamuda, and welcome to another phenomenal, exciting episode of In My 20s. In my 20s, we are in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is affecting the entire world. And so we do advise that you keep adhering to all of the rules and all of the regulations and the advice provided by the World Health Organization, as well as local governments. So switching gears back to the In My 20s podcast. Coming up on today's episode, our guest provides some much needed insight into CBD, which is found in the cannabis plant, and some of its wellness benefits. So welcoming herself onto the In My 20s podcast and into the In My 20s family, here she is.
My name is Amaran Kemabanta. I'm 23 years old, born and bred in Cape Town, currently a marketing intern at Goodleaf, singer on the side, and 23 years old, just trying to figure out my life.
Now, on every episode of the In My 20s podcast, my guests always come through with these incredible mind moments or gem moments. And this is just one of them.
I just wish people understood that cannabis has been associated as a drug for so long. Mm. And in my opinion, it's not a drug. It's a plant and it's got incredible benefits.
The In My 20s podcast is split up into three sections. In the first section, we get to hear a little bit more about Amara's life journey. In the second section, we dive into today's topic, which is all about understanding the wellness benefits of CBD. And finally, rounding up all three sections is a conversation on the all-consuming 20s journey. Let's get straight into it. Amara, that is not a typical South African name. Where does your name come from?
Well, my mom's South African, my dad's Nigerian. So I think Amara Chi is like the full Nigerian name for Amara, but my actual name is Amara. So yeah, it's Nigerian, I suppose. But my dad gave it to me with the Arabic meaning of a gift from God.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So did you grow up in, were you born in Nigeria, raised in South Africa, or raised in South Africa, born in South Africa, to Nigerian and South African parents?
Yeah. So I was born and bred, I don't know, bred in Cape Town, but I was born here. And I grew up here. I've never been to Nigeria because that side of my family is a little bit unknown to me. But so I'm South African as it can be.
But that's interesting. Do you ever feel like a yearning or like a craving on that discovery side, like what it is? Because you are half Nigerian.
Yeah.
So do you ever wonder like what it might be like? Or do you listen to any Nigerian music?
I must say I am very proud to be half Nigerian. But I think I'm still battling with, how personal are we getting on this podcast?
Oh, we go okay. Full force.
Yeah, I'm still battling with the absence of my father. So maybe there might be a little bit of resentment. And so I have to still figure out whether I will at some point, because I know it's really important to like acknowledge both aspects of yourself. But as for now, I'm proud to be Nigerian as it stands. I will make sure that in the near future, I do go and visit that side of my family. But yeah, I'm still just coming to terms with this stuff going on with my father who's not around. So but I'm very proud. Like when people ask me, are you South, I usually say I'm Nigerian, but like then they ask me, have you been there and do you know the language? And then I don't know, and then they're like, okay, but are you? So it's
And if you feel comfortable enough to speak about it, you said in the absence of your father,
is he alive? Yes. My dad is very much alive, so luckily for that. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like lots of people have the same sort of story. My parents, I don't know my parents together. My mom's single mom my whole life, which power to Judith. That's her. So yeah, my dad's just, he's around. I think he's in Pretoria or something. I actually don't know. But yeah, he just really hasn't been there much in my life, which I'm like, life, it happened. I've got a strong mother, so she's been both the mother and the father. And I'm really, like, I would not have it any other way, to be honest with you. I love it the way it is.
Has that been for most of your entire upbringing, or when you were younger, was he around, or...
So they weren't, they, I think they got divorced when I was like 2 or 1. I actually don't even know. So like I said, I don't know both parents in the house. But he would be like around as in like I would see him every couple months and he would visit. But further than that, like, I haven't lived with him before or anything. Mm. And then those visits sort of dwindled as I got older, which is, you know, again, Judith took on the role. Mm. So it's all good.
Yeah. And so you're very new to your 20s as well, 23.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your... how you got to where you are career-wise.
Okay. I studied a BA in strategic brand communication at Vega, my undergrad. Mm-hmm. And then I ended 2017, end of 2017. And then I took a break, mm-hmm. Like a gap year sort of situation. I did study a little bit, like I did a short course in web design mm-hmm. for 3 months. And then I kind of just took that year off. It was one of those years that I just had to take off, I suppose.
Yeah.
And then I did my honors mm-hmm. in strategic brand communication again at Vega. But I essentially finished last year, November. And then it was interesting. I was just like scrolling around on Instagram as one does. And it was like mid last year, or like September last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I found Goodleaf. Mm-hmm. The brand that I'm working for. And I just saw them, like, I just found them on Instagram and I thought they were on like, what, like 300 followers. They were tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I really like this vibe. Like,
yeah.
I'm very attracted to like beautiful, minimal, simple aesthetics because mm-hmm. I feel like they speak volumes. And then I contacted them and I was like, look, I really like your brand. Are you looking to expand your team? And that's how I'm here interning for them.
Wow. So what specifically about the brand were you like, this is really cool?
So,
because they're not a conventional brand as well.
Yeah.
They are CBD water.
Yeah. CBD water. Yeah. And CBD oils. Like it's a whole bunch of CBD products that they do. But I think my initial thing was their aesthetic. I am just naturally, I don't want to say it because I'm a Libra, but like I'm a Libra and Libras really like aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was like the initial thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw that they were a cannabis brand and I was that's new.
Aesthetic before cannabis or cannabis before aesthetic?
Yeah. Many people ask me this question and it's actually the aesthetic because I wouldn't work for any cannabis brand. Like I come from a very traditional, like, you know, like family. Mm. So I, you know, but then, yeah, so it was initially the aesthetics and then I found out that cannabis and cannabis wellness, you know, like the whole, for me, that resonates a lot with where I am in my life right now. Just like meaningful branding and like, you know, intentional sort of work.
So I don't know how many times you've said the word cannabis on the podcast, but for me, in the mind of my parents, internship, 23-year-old, cannabis, African background, it's not adding up.
Really mixed. Yeah.
So how did you sell this to your mom to be like, this is what's going down? I'm going to be an intern for a cannabis brand.
Do you know what's so funny is I actually... I don't know if I, my mom's just for me working hard and like an established brand.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't actually said to her, like, mom, it's a cannabis brand, but I think she can tell from the branding, like there's a good leaf, like right in the logo. But I think she understands that like she raised a good one, I suppose. So I wouldn't do anything that's quite dodgy. I haven't been like, mom, it's a cannabis brand, but I'm sure she's like gone on their website and seen for herself that it is. But I did explain that CBD is an element of the cannabis plant. There's nothing that makes you high from any of our products, at least for now.
Okay.
I don't know if they're willing to, they're going to expand. I think they might when it is legalized, but you know, when it's legalized. But to be honest, it's also a thing of like, it's not, you don't have to be ashamed. Like cannabis is an amazing plant. And it's got a lot of wellness benefits.
What is the difference between, cause I won't lie, I hear cannabis I hear weed.
Yeah, of course.
I hear getting high.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a good time. I hear you putting CBD into water.
Yeah.
Now I can get high in the office. You know?
Yeah.
So just explain the difference between the two. You said it's a part of the plant, but it's not the entire.
Yeah. So we have the cannabis plant. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's got a, like, I think over 140 or the number's debatable, but there's a ton of different elements or molecules within the cannabis plant. Two of the most common are CBD, which is what we work with, and THC. THC is a part of the plant that gets you high, right? So CBD is essentially the part of the plant that's associated with all these amazing wellness benefits that are associated with the plant, if that makes sense. So anything from like sleep deprivation to anxiety, anything with inflammation. It's just got a whole bunch of uses, but we aren't allowed to make any hard claims. We can't say now that CBD is going to cure your anxiety, but yeah, it's nothing that will get you high, and it's all wellness related.
So yeah. Even if I have a lot of it, it's still not going to get me high.
No.
Even if I'm like, I'm on a water diet.
No.
CBD water.
Yeah.
Not going to touch me.
No.
Okay.
So Good Leaf is an element of the brand or part of the brand is the Good Leaf water, but we have like a whole store full of like CBD oil, a whole topical skin range. Just a whole bunch of vapes, like a whole bunch of stuff. But again, nothing that's going to get you high. There's nothing wrong with that, but it is just wellness sort of related.
What are some of the biggest misconceptions about CBD water, CBD oil, CBD anything?
Yeah. I think the biggest misconception is that it's going to get you high. Like, it's not. As I said, like, THC is... Damn it! Soon, but not quite yet. Yeah. I think that's the first thing that people need to understand is nothing... It's not legal for us to be... For anybody to be selling anything that's going to get you high right now. So that's the first thing. The second is... Cannabis, and I just wish people understood that cannabis has been associated as a drug for so long. And in my opinion, it's not a drug. It's a plant and it's got incredible benefits. It can be used to not replace, I can't say that yet, but there's a lot of people are taking a whole bunch of like pharmaceuticals, like, you know, like anything from like painkillers, anxiety, medication, all of that. And you can use CBD to help alleviate some of those things that you're taking pharmaceuticals for. You know, it's just healthier long-term wise for your body.
Does it need to be prescribed or recommended?
No, I don't think we're at that point yet. CBD in this country, I think, or at least with the brand that I'm working for, it's very much associated with wellness. It's not yet prescribed. As far as I know, I could actually be wrong. But I don't know if there's any doctors right now saying like take CBD in this much. There is a legal limit per day, which is 20 milligrams. That's about as much recommendation there is right now. But we're getting there.
Yeah. Before you started with the company, were you taking CBD water or CBD oils? Were you involved in CBD in any way?
Yeah. So I actually, finding Good Leaf on Instagram was what prompted me to learn a little bit more about CBD. And then when I found out the benefits of it, particularly for anxiety and struggling to sleep, I went to Good Leaf and I bought drops there, CBD drops. That really helped me. And I've been using it ever since. And obviously that was about September of last year that I started using. And then I only started working for Good Leaf this year. So it was in my, like, once I found out about Good Leaf, it prompted me to find out about, like, to use CBD. Before that, I wasn't. But I still use it and I'm a huge advocate for it. I know, like, I've converted all my friends, but particularly my boyfriend, he is About to finish his honors in clinical psych.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that requires, like, a lot of reading and studying, which he takes Ritalin to help with his ADD.
Mm-hmm.
And Ritalin obviously gives you, like, major anxiety, but it helps you concentrate. So he actually, when he takes Ritalin, then he takes the drops or the vape, depending on what he has available, to help with his anxiety, and it balances it out.
Because
nobody wants to feel anxious studying, so he's like a huge advocate for it, which is really exciting. It just helps, you know. Like for me, I use it for my sleep. And I get a good night's sleep.
Is it quite expensive? Because it sounds like a product that the average 20-something-year-old is not going to be like, I can get this every month.
Yeah. See, that's an interesting one. Our brand is premium. Like we've positioned ourselves as a premium CBD brand. So the premiumness for good reason. Like we have, like, there's a whole bunch of processes that we have to go through for it to be premium, the distillation processes and where it's sourced from and all that stuff. So it is not cheap. For like a little, like a 30 ml bottle can be up to 1,600 rand.
How long would that last?
It will last you about 3 months. It depends. Everybody's different, but for me, it generally lasts me about 3 months, and I take a few drops every night before bed. But it's an investment, you know. I don't know. I can't speak for all 20-somethings, but I'm lucky enough to be able to afford that, and it's helping.
Amara, how would you summarize your 20s thus far? All 3 years of being in your 20s?
My 20s have been that's where my self-discovery sort of started, like 21, that's when it started. And yeah, I'm just kind of figuring things out and figuring out who I am and what is it that I want to do with my life and, you know, the people that I want to be around and like how I envision my future to go. So just like a lot of self-work taking place, a lot of it.
And so I always ask people about their quarter life crisis, which usually happens around plus minus 25-ish. But you're 2 years away from there.
I think I might have had an existential crisis at the beginning of this year.
Oh, tell me about the existential crisis.
Okay, so can it be a bit personal?
No, hit us.
Okay, so I lost someone very close to me in December, my brother's girlfriend and the mother of my nephew. So that was really difficult. And when I found out about her passing, it just triggered some things in me, but in a good way, I suppose. Like, it just made me reevaluate, like, my purpose. Like, life is so short. She was only, like, late 30s. And, yeah, it just made me think, like, am I on the right path? What is it that I want to do? Okay, what are my dreams? How exactly do I plan to get there? You know, like, it just, I suppose all the things that we're all thinking at the back of our minds, but it came very much to the forefront because it made me realize how short life is. So, yeah, that was my existential life crisis. It's just like, what is my purpose?
Yeah.
And am I living that out? Am I surrounding myself with the right people? You know, all that stuff, which I can say yes. All those things, yes. We, like, you know, it's a process.
Yeah.
And then I started seeing a life coach.
Okay.
So that's been really amazing. Yeah, she's just helping me figure out what it is I want to do and, you know, patterns that I have that maybe I need to change in my relationship and my relationship with myself and with my family and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think the beginning of this year was a little bit tough, along with starting an internship and, like, all the stuff happening, but I feel good where I am now.
So it's kind of all just happened at the same time as well.
It was really difficult, but I am in a much better place now, and I'm excited about life.
You know, the beginning of the year was literally, like, a couple of weeks ago.
And sounds so, like 6 months even,
Even for you, again, from, like, you're such a mature 23-year-old person, not going to lie, because that is something that losing someone that is close to you affects you in a very, very big way.
Yeah, it's still difficult. But yeah, like, I don't want to be the person who's like, I see the light in all situations, because, you know, it's sometimes it's difficult too, but I don't know. It made me think, and it made me think about what I want to do and whether I'm living my life's purpose and all that. And I think that's a pretty positive outlook. Yeah. Like, you just have to sometimes be positive. Mm. It's just so easy to be negative, and it just makes life heavy, you know? It's so funny. I was listening to this video. I don't know if this is related to what I'm talking about, but I'll say it nonetheless. I'm reading this book called, it's called The School of Life.
Mm.
I don't know if you've heard of it, by Alain Botton or something. Okay. He's a philosopher, I think, and he's incredible. Mm. And he has a YouTube channel called The School of Life.
Mm.
And one of the videos is who am I? Or it's like, who are you? Or something. And he was saying, I can't remember correctly, but if I paraphrase, it was just kind of, he was kind of saying how people who put on this earth are, their souls are like almost like travel through time, if that makes sense. And in a particular lifetime, you carry a set of values that could, your body is just kind of associated with those set of values, but then like those set of values will be reincarnated as something else. And that made me really think. I was like, oh my God, like I'm put on this earth and I have a purpose, but I don't know. It's like a set of values that are associated with you and me and all that, that can be carried out through different lifetimes, essentially. I don't know if that makes sense, lifetimes. And it made me think of Namsa, because that's what her name was, and like she's still somewhat around. It made me think a lot in a positive way.
Mm. What advice would you have for people in their 20s?
You know, I feel like we put so much pressure on ourselves, and it's just unhealthy. Mm. And I think we should just sort of step back and be like, okay, look, you're 20-something. Like, you're still so young.
Mm.
What is it? Like, you actually have to introspect and be honest with yourself, because that's super important. Just be like, what is really important to me? Mm. What makes me happy? What just makes this life that much more exciting? And write it down and then figure out how it is you're going to achieve that.
Thank you so much, Amara, for coming onto today's episode of the In My 20s podcast and sharing some insights onto CBD and the benefits of making use of CBD products. And just so you all know, the In My 20s podcast will now be recording all of the episodes online. And so there'll also be a variety of video content that we'll also share. We will be doing some Instagram live videos as well. So keep a lookout on all of our social media platforms for more information. So we will catch you same time, same place, right here, but a little bit differently on In My 20s.